Welcome, everyone, to the SharePoint Sideshow. My name is Paul Stubbs. I'm a technical evangelist for SharePoint.
And I'm Donovan Follett, and I'm a technical evangelist for Office. So, Paul, what's this show going to be about?
Well, you know, we wanted to create a new show for SharePoint, Office, and productivity development. You know, and I think back when I was starting to do development that it was always difficult to find great content and just get started. There's a lot of content out there, like, that's really heavy-duty, 300, 400 level, but, like, how do I just begin? Where do I get started, and what do I need to know to become a Office developer or a SharePoint developer? And I think that's really what I think I want to create the show for, which is something that I would use as a beginning developer to learn from.
So that's exactly what we're excited about showing here in the SharePoint Sideshow. So if we look at business productivity, we go back to the Office, the evolution of Office. We can go back to clear back to Office 97, and we have this very task-based, single-user approach to Office and to Office use. And there was a developer story, of course, but as we've seen the platform evolve into a suite, and then now into this full business productivity platform with SharePoint and all the capabilities there, that's where we want to see developers start to really take hold of that. A lot of developers don't recognize that this is really an extensibility place for them in their corporations.
Interesting. And when we think about SharePoint in the mix, you know, we think about bringing Office and Mobile Story and SharePoint all together in the mix as a whole platform to really create these whole business applications, from collaboration to search to content management to business intelligence. All of these sort of functionalities can all come together under a single unified infrastructure, which is the productivity platform that Microsoft provides with Office and SharePoint and things like unified communications and CRM. And so really this is what we're going to talk about throughout the shows, which is how do we get started with this? It's so large, you know, where do we begin, right? And
right.
How do you even begin to take a hold of what's available here? You know, like, the first thing I think about is, like, well, what can I create with it? I mean, what can I do with Office, and what kind of applications could I even build? I mean, I don't even really know what type of applications I can build with the platform.
Well, let's just go ahead and take a look at what a solution could look like. Now, here we have a SharePoint site, and this SharePoint site has been skinned or has a customization applied to that site for a corporation. In this case, it's just a real estate corporation. And here we can see that this custom skinning, it's really pretty easy to do now with SharePoint. So in a SharePoint environment, how might we do that?
Yeah, so I think, you know, you can use tools like Silverlight in this case, or you could use things like JavaScript or simple HTML and web pages to bring this application to life.
And that's exactly what we have done here in this case. And so we have this rich Silverlight application inside of SharePoint, and this application reaches out to Bing Maps and reaches out to Azure Services, which is our cloud platform, to bring in information and combines that together for a rich user experience here.
Now, I've seen Silverlight on web pages on the internet. So you're saying that even in SharePoint, they run Silverlight as
Absolutely.
Well?
Even in SharePoint, we have Silverlight and can provide that rich experience. But once we get that data collected and we get that into our SharePoint environment, now we can do great things with it. Now we can start to reach out to the Office applications and surface that data up into Office. So as you can see here on this slide, we have a Word application that has a ribbon customization in it. That's up at the top, of course. And then over to the right-hand side, we have a custom task pane. These are all great things and easy to build in Office. And using Visual Studio, we'll talk about the tools in just a little bit. But here we're building a Word document using the data that's stored off in SharePoint. And this custom task pane here is also reaching out to Bing Maps and pulling in Bing information as well. So we can build that document right on the fly on SharePoint.
I think that's really interesting, right? So, like, as a user, I can stay in context with whatever task I'm doing, but pull data in from many different data sources to complete the task right within Word without having to go out to another system.
Right, and that's exactly the power of it. You have millions of users in corporations worldwide using Office every day, whether it's Outlook or whether it's Word or whether it's Excel, PowerPoint, and developers haven't really grasped that full concept of the fact that they can bring data right into those interfaces, essentially, that users are already using, already familiar with, and just extend that. And so we already have the application, we just need to extend that a little bit.
Interesting.
So next, what we have here is we have a visual web part, or a web part that's in SharePoint. And with SharePoint, we have Excel services capability. We can store Excel documents up on SharePoint. But then we can access those documents from a web part. In this case, we collect some data from the web part. We collect the mortgage information, the number of years that we want the mortgage to be calculated for, the percentage rate. And then right on the server, this web part can push that data into Excel, have it recalculated, and pull that data out of Excel. We're using OpenXML, the OpenXML SDK. Now we're getting a little bit deep into this, and we're just trying to paint the picture of the types of things you can do. But from the server here, we can now generate a Word document completely on the fly that's server based. So in this case, we have a Word document that took information. We pulled information out of the Excel document, we pulled the table out, we pulled the charts out, and pushed it right into a Word document. We never opened Word at all. We just did all of that right on the server. So very, very cool solutions that we can build.
Interesting. So now that I can just build my Excel documents and my Word documents on the server, you know, in the past we may try to do things like run the client on the server and all sorts of things like
that.
All that goes away now. It's very easy to do.
Yes, absolutely. We have Word services on the server, so documents can be recalculated. We can save documents back as XPS or PDF documents, do all that right on the server. And so some great tools for us to use.
Interesting.
So let's just look at what other types of solutions have you seen people build on SharePoint?
Well, I mean, SharePoint is a broad platform, and so we see a lot of different solutions. First thing we think about is, like, how do I brand my solution? How do I make my application look really nice? And here, for example, is
That's the Ferrari site.
And they've done an excellent job of branding their site. But this isn't out of reach for SharePoint developers. I could think about applications that do content management, like how do I schedule publishing of my articles? How do I change the web pages? How do I add new web parts, right? We can think about those type of solutions. We can think about solutions that do records management, which is I want to track documents. I want to know when I should delete the documents. I want to put retentions or legal holds on documents. I want to be able to manage the entire process of versioning of the documents. I can do applications. We also think about search type applications, like if I have a product catalog, maybe I want to be able to easily find and slice all the products that I have in my company and find that information quickly. We can create those type applications. I can create business intelligence applications. Now that we have all of this data in SharePoint, how do we analyze it? How do we consume that data in an easy way? We do things like charts and KPIs or key performance indicators to create very visual representations of the data. And we can finally do many social things, you know, lots of social features, Web 2.0 kind of features built
That's
into SharePoint,
cool.
From blogs to wikis to people search to tagging and rating, all that sort of information and data and applications can be easily created using SharePoint.
Very, very cool application. So, all right, so now we get into the developer story. What are developers going to do? How are they going to be able to get into this great environment and start moving things forward? You know, many of us have had the opportunity to start our careers working with Access and building databases with Access. But now with SharePoint 2010, we have this great capability, new feature, where you can build your Access databases and you can publish those out to SharePoint. And so they're full-fledged SharePoint applications.
So you're saying I have to write lots of Access code and debug that code and then publish that to SharePoint?
I'm saying that, yes, you can use Access, build your solution in Access. You can start with a template. There's great templates that are available. And you simply use the web database template. And once you build that, debug it in the Access environment, then you just publish that directly out to SharePoint. It's very, very cool.
Nice.
Lots of great tools there. Then we also have InfoPath. InfoPath is a great tool for building rich forms and collecting information and then pulling that information off and storing it in back-end databases. InfoPath is a is built directly into SharePoint. So everything in SharePoint, lists or an external list, et cetera, are exposed through InfoPath Forms. So it's a great solution to start using as well.
Well, and also, you know, we have SharePoint Designer. This has been a long time staple of SharePoint developers. And it really allows the developers to create these SharePoint solutions without writing any code, you know, totally declarative. So I can create new lists and libraries, and I can add workflows, and we can do all sorts of things with branding and the master pages and so on right within this tool without writing any code. So it makes it very easy for beginners.
Now, some people may have already used SharePoint Designer with MOS 2007. What are some of the biggest differences that they might see here?
Yeah, there are lots of changes in this version. It's been restructured to be much easier. It's all based upon the artifacts and the kind of natural structure that you think about in terms of SharePoint. Mm-hmm. But in general, the whole tool has been revamped and it's much easier. It has things like ribbon support, which makes it much easier to use.
Very cool.
But you know, we've talked about declarative type of solutions, but you know, some people still like to write code, and
right.
And ultimately, you know, this is where we go as developers. And VBA is still a great alternative for Office and doing client side development with Office, right?
Absolutely, and VBA is fully supported in Office 2010, and so there's some things that you might think about when you look at 64-bit Office, but all of that is fully documented, and we'll take you through those kinds of things as we move on through different shows. But VBA absolutely is there and supported and should be used.
Cool. Now, here's where I really kind of go off the deep end here, which is Visual Studio, right?
Right.
I mean, ultimately, if I want to create super powerful, very rich applications, I'm probably going to be doing something in Visual Studio, right?
Absolutely, yes.
You know, maybe things like creating ribbons or creating web parts or
the custom task panes that we have.
Office add-ins.
Right.
I mean, so I think the list and things that you can do with Visual Studio goes on and on. And now Visual Studio and SharePoint Designer work hand in hand so that you can move projects from SharePoint Designer to Visual Studio and continue to do that sort of work. So I think the tool set here is pretty extensive and a lot of opportunities to use the right tool for the right job that you're doing, right?
Absolutely. And with Office 2007, all of those, anything you might have built in Office for Office 2007, those will come straight forward into Office 2010 as your solutions. But there's also been some neat additions to the SharePoint projects. And can you talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, so in the SharePoint projects, there are a lot of things. There are like visual web parts, there are modules, there's workflows, and just the whole number of things that you'd want to do to create web parts or to create applications with Visual Studio. You can also do extensibility with Visual Studio, so you can go to the gallery and download other add-ins that other people have written, so that's a great way to learn more about Visual Studio and to add additional functionality to Visual Studio.
Fantastic. And so this is that whole suite of tools that we're going to be talking about as we move the show forward.
Yep, exactly. So,
okay, so we have Office. And where do we start getting information? We want to get good information out to all of you. That's really one of the significant things that will be a part of this show, is making sure that we align resources in a way that are easily consumable by developers so that they can find the types of material they want. But in this case, if you want just a broad overview of Office 2010, you can go to Microsoft.com/Office, and that just gives you the broad overview of Office, and managers might want to go there and look at that content.
Yeah, and the same for SharePoint, just Microsoft.com/SharePoint. It's a great tool for managers. You need to convince them. You know, you as a developer know how great the platform is and the things you can do. Sometimes you need to convince your manager that it's a valuable platform as well. Here on the SharePoint site, it gives you all that information that you need to talk to your manager and have a conversation about SharePoint development and Office development.
Excellent. And then we have the IT pros. And, you know, there's a lot of questions about, okay, I'm moving from Office 2003 environment to an Office 2010 environment. So that type of information, moving and migrating your desktops forward, can be found out on technet.com/office. There's tons of information about there, as well as for compatibility. As what types of tools are there available for Office compatibility? And there's a whole suite of migration tools.
Right. And the same for SharePoint. So if you're an IT pro in SharePoint, how do I install SharePoint? How do I scale? What's the security model? Mm-hmm. All of these type of things fall under the IT pro category. So technec.com/SharePoint is a great resource for that. Lots of great information out there, lots of walkthroughs, how-tos, videos. That's a great resource for an IT pro.
Excellent.
But really, developers is really what we're talking about here, and this is really the core of the SharePoint show, is developers.
Right, and MSDN is always that core place to go looking for content. And MSDN, with the release of Office 2010, MSDN Office Developer Center was completely redesigned, so information and tips and videos are far more discoverable now. So that is the great place to start, MSDN.com, WAC Office.
Good. And the same for SharePoint. SharePoint now is a developer center on MSDN, so msdn.com/SharePoint. Again, great resources on getting started, lots of tips and tricks and how-tos and walkthroughs and white papers. It's a great resource, although it's a lot of content for a beginner. I think what we want to try to do is help our audience
Absolutely.
Really dissect and understand where do I go on this content. And so we'll talk about different aspects of these sites later.
And then for training, we have the Channel 9 Learning Centers, and we have the Office Learning Center on Channel 9. Tons of video content. This is training that we did for our independent software vendors before we released the Office 2010 and SharePoint 2010. And this content is now available with source code, hands-on labs, a downloadable training kit. So that's available to you on Channel 9.
And also we have a SharePoint developer training kit as well. And again, I would caution our audience that this is advanced training
That's
and advanced
true.
Content.
Yes.
So, you know, bring a bottle of aspirin with you if you're a new developer, because it's going to go deep. And but we hope over time that we'll walk you through, and so that you'll feel comfortable going to this content, and that they'll, you know, be able to understand some of these deep concepts that we talk about in this training. And that's it. So that ends our first episode. I think you know, we've covered a lot of information about, you know, what is SharePoint in Office, what are some of the tools, what can I do, how do I get started, and we really look forward to many more episodes, and hopefully you and the audience will send us feedback on the type of content you'd like to see, or if you have particular things that you want us to go over, we'd love to bring those to you and show those to you.
Yes, just please post your feedback to the Channel 9 blog, and we'll follow up on that. And we want, as Paul said, to make sure that this is content that is meaningful to you. And no matter what level that you are in your Office and SharePoint development, we want to be able to hit the nail on the head and make sure that we have content that you can use.
Great. Thanks, Donovan. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.